Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
It's a twister! It's a twister!
For the next 4 weeks or so, NOAA researchers are teaming up with some 100 others, hoping to follow in Dorothy's footsteps and get up close to a twister. One of them is Roger Wakimoto. He's director of the Earth Observing Laboratory at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, in Boulder, Colorado. The goal? To find out exactly how violent rotating thunderstorms spawn tornadoes. The name of the project? VORTEX.
It's actually an acronym that I came up with. It stands for the Verification of the Origins of Rotation in Tornadoes Experiment. I like the acronym because when you hear the term vortex, you sort of know what we're doing. And once you understand what the meaning of the acronym is, I don't think there's any question what we're trying to accomplish in the experiment.
Your study area is, what, some 900 miles between Texas to Minnesota. How can you possibly be at the right place at the right time to get the tornado data that you're looking for?
Well, to get to the right place, we're, of course, depending on very good forecasts, say 1 to 2 days in advance, that at least get us approximately in the right area. Of course, if they've really blown the forecast and it turns out we're going to Iowa and it looks like Texas is the best place, there's no way we can recover, and we'll probably miss that one event.
The National Weather Service now has a warning time of about, what, 13 minutes, which is enough for people to get covered. But if you don't hear that warning right away, it's not all that much. Why is it that tornadoes are so hard to predict and monitor?
There are a fair amount of large-scale storms that rotate in the Midwest, but only a very small fraction of them actually produce tornadoes. One of the big hypotheses we're looking at right now is exactly what triggers tornado genesis. You may be shocked by my statement saying that that's what we need to try to understand, but tornado genesis itself has been fairly elusive to us, even though we've been studying these phenomena for decades.
So what do we know about tornado formation at this point? What are the ripe conditions for it?
The right conditions is, as I said earlier, you need a rotating thunderstorm. And actually, the ingredients for a rotating thunderstorms we understand very well. It's really just two things. You need the air to be very unstable, which means that it just wants to rise violently upward. And for most people, what that means is very hot, humid conditions at the ground and relatively cool, dry conditions aloft. And that's very unstable air. The other thing you need is strong winds increasing with height. You get those two ingredients in the same area, then you have a very high probability of getting a massively rotating thunderstorm. So that we understand. But it's that next step, which rotating thunderstorm actually has the right ingredients to produce a tornado. That's the missing link that we still are trying to solve.
What do you think you might find about tornado genesis in this study?
Well, one of the hypotheses that we have about tornado genesis is that it's very much related to downward air that's coming from the storm. And in particular, the downward air, or downdrafts as we call them, might have a particular temperature structure that, for example, very cold downdrafts might not be favorable for tornado genesis, and very warm downdrafts might be more favorable.
So if someone were to observe that the air temperature were rising, if there were a bunch of rotating storms in the neighborhood, that might be a warning that tornado could happen?
It could be. If we can prove that that's the case, then maybe we can develop some instrumentation that actually might measure that and be able to predict a particular storm is going to form a tornado.
We've seen some major shifts in weather patterns as the Earth's temperature has been slowly rising.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any connection between the perceived sense that there are more and more tornadoes now in the U.S. over the last few years and this question of global climatic change?
That's been something we've just started looking at. These early studies have suggested that we might have an increase in severe tornado activity and over a more extensive area in the United States than we've been typically accustomed to.
I got to ask you this. You're there at that gathering, that party, and somebody says, so what do you do? And you tell them, I chase tornadoes. I study tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
They got to say that's way cool.
They do. I mean, that's why I got into the business. I've been fascinated by it from a very young age.
Roger Wakimoto is director of the Earth Observing Laboratory at the National Center for Atmospheric Research. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just ahead, the World Health Organization calls for the phase-out of DDT. Keep listening to Living on Earth.